You have friends and family back in Ukraine that I'm sure you're worried.
Yes, of course. So I have a lot of friends. They are still in Ukraine. So, for example, one of my friends, she's my girlfriend. So her boyfriend and they stayed there. And as far as I know, they applied to the military together.
Oh, wow.
So they are volunteering right now. They are trying to help, yes. And another friend of mine, he's 40. Around 42 or something. Actually, those guys, we've been living together, so they are my flatmates. And another guy, he is 42 or something, and he also applied to the military. And last time I asked him how was he, and he sent me a picture where he's standing with a gun and the helmet, and wow. He said, we will kill them.
Look at that. I love the spirit. Good. That is the Ukraine spirit, and we can't stress that
enough. He also told me, he texted me, you will come back soon. I promise.
Good. Oh, good. So they're hopeful.
They are really hopeful, yeah. And they are fighting. And actually, I left before the war has started, and when the war has started, I was still abroad, and honestly, I felt super guilty not to be there, because I also wanted to help somehow. So that's why I came to Poland, because I wasn't here. I came to Poland, and that's why I'm going to the border tomorrow, and that's why I also agreed to, yes, to work with you,
yes,
to let those people out there know what is happening,
yes,
here. And
that is that is almost like an untold part of the story, is the amount of people that are staying behind. And I think our what you just said, those that leave feel guilty. And then she said that's why a lot of the times the refugees don't go back, is because they feel guilty for leaving.